mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones. That's all I can do is just sit in for Alex Jones. I'm not guest hosting, really, because, hey, how do you guest host for Alex? He is the best. And they just called in, and what was he talking about? Arnold Schwarzenegger doing away with the 22nd Amendment. Arnold in 2008. They're getting it set up. They're getting it set up for 2008 as if it isn't enough. They're forgetting about this election. They've already got it in the bag. They've got it rigged. And the pictures of Arnold sitting there with Lord Jacob Rothschild in London, it just started reeling through my head when I was listening to that interview that we had with Alex this morning. Now, let's go immediately to Megan in Pennsylvania. Megan, welcome to Alex Jones Radio Program.
Yeah, hi, Erskine. Can you hear me on this phone?
I certainly can. You sound great.
Great, great. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I had two quick things. I just heard on the local news, this is regional news, I guess, the city of Philadelphia is going to make the whole city, they're going to spend about $10 million to make the whole city wireless. So that anywhere you're out in the, you know, you're out downtown and you're walking around, you can get on your PDA and get on the internet, do all those convenient things that you need to do when you're just sitting around waiting for a train or something like that.
Right, and the more wireless it is, it's open for anybody to hear anything that you want to talk about. And not that you're talking about secret-y things,
right.
But I just don't like everybody hearing my business. You ever walk into a restaurant, these people have these cell phones,
yeah.
And it's like they have to yell into it, and, you know, I don't really care what their doggy did on the floor when I'm in a restaurant. And, I mean, people, they don't even care about their privacy anymore.
No, they don't. Well, this is also related to privacy, and I don't know. I just kind of heard about this accidentally. It's kind of interesting how I heard about this. But have you heard of a federal law that goes into effect on October 28th called Act 21, 21st Century Act for Banking?
Oh, no, not more banking things. What
yeah,
is this,
this
one?
This is a, I'll just read you the quote from the webpage I got most information off of. A sweeping new federal law that takes away your ability to get back your original paper check. And so basically the law states that as of October 28th, you'll no longer be allowed to get your paper checks back from your bank.
That's right. All they're going to send you are those little bitty photocopy things.
Right. And part of the important thing that people might want to educate themselves about this is there's different loopholes for the bank. So if they send you what is called an original copy, that copy is not legally binding. You have to ask for substitute checks versus original copy, and I'm sure, you know, even the people that work in the bank
ask for Megan, they charge you for those.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's another excuse for them to reach into our pockets and rob us more and change anything that they'd want to. So it's another way of them just taking total control. Ka-ching, as the banker just put more and more of your money into their pockets, isn't
That's it? Right, and it will clear the checks that you use to, like, pay your bills and stuff. It'll clear them faster. But you won't get credited into your bank account any quicker for any banks that checks that you deposit. They'll still hold
on
to
that. Well, what they say is you no longer can use a float. So if you send a check
right.
in somewhere and you figure, well, you know, it'll take a couple of days for it to clear my bank, but I'll go ahead and mail it. No, now they'll be able to hit you with insufficient funds charges. They'll hit you with about $50 worth of charges.
Yeah.
So if you mail anything, you better make darn sure you got the money to cover it in
That's
there.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know about you, but a lot of us have mailed checks and realizing that we'd have the money in there by the time they got the check. Or
right.
one thing or another. If the mail service just happens to be good, you could be in a lot of trouble for a lot more money at this point.
That's right. Big. So if people want to look it up, they should just Google in Check 21 and they'll, because I haven't heard anything about this on the news. In the newspaper, you don't get anything from your bank saying, oh, by the way, next month you won't ever get a paper check back.
The banksters just don't quit. They just keep coming at us, don't they? They just keep. Megan, that's a wonderful call, and that's one of the reasons that live talk radio and the Alex Jones Show is so significant. You can hear information like that that you normally won't get off of any news show. This is the only place where you're going to hear that. That's what we...
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones today and tomorrow. Alex is on a well-deserved vacation after being at the Republican convention. You don't think Alex deserves vacation? You know he does. And you know the next video he's going to have is going to be about the police state that we have in America today. One of the situations that's coming up is the new CIA director is going to be Porter Goss. It's going to be Porter Goss. Make no bones about it. He's going to be the CIA director. He's the person who was the bag man down in Nicaragua. He's the person who was the representative in charge of the 9/11. He met with the man from Pakistan who gave the money to Asawi, according to Paul Joseph Watson. He's the man who met with them, and this was he met with him on 9/11. He was very, very, very influential. Yes, he's the chairman of the Intelligence Committee. Porter Goss is the chairman of the Intelligence Committee. And he had breakfast with Pakistan's chief spy, General Mohammed Ahmed, the chief financier of the 9/11 lead hijacker, on the morning of September 11th. His role in the investigation was to bury the meeting because it proves direct government involvement in 9/11 and could bring criminal charges against him personally. No conflict of interest there. He's a former CIA agent of clandestine services, a 1960 honors graduate from Yale University, Yale? What's at Yale? Oh, Skull and Bones, yes. He served 2 years in the U.S. Army as an intelligence officer, moved to Sanibel Island in 1971 after an illness cut short his 10-year career with the CIA, and he's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. Phi Beta Kappa, he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR member. Is that surprising to anybody? Let's go with a gentleman here, Anton Chaykin, and Anton's working with the LaRouche people, and I'm not endorsing anybody, but he has some interesting information about Mr. Goss. Anton, you've got some interesting information about Porter Goss, don't you?
I think so.
Please welcome to the Alex Jones radio program.
How are you?
Great.
So I've been working with law enforcement personnel who are stationed in Florida in the Fort Myers area where Porter Goss has lived for many years. I have a little background in this kind of work. I am the history editor for Executive Intelligence Review, Lyndon LaRouche's magazine. I wrote a book that you might have heard of. In fact, Alex Jones had the book on his program one time. It was called George Bush, the Unauthorized Biography. I'm the principal author of that book.
Absolutely.
There's a chapter of the book on Iran-Contra. And in that era, in the 1980s, Felix Rodriguez and many other people were involved with Bush Sr. overseeing this covert action within the Reagan administration. There was a lot of drug activity into Central and South America in cooperation with drug cartels. Porter Goss, who is now going to be up for his nomination for CIA director, they're going to have a hearing on Monday. There is a good chance to actually derail his nomination. This is
you
not
really think
locked
so.
In.
There you really think that it's not locked in?
That's the case. Now, let me tell you what's going on. There's a very hot situation. That's why I think you called me. What's going on is that during the 1980s, when Porter Goss was Commissioner of Lee County, Florida. Look on your maps. It's Fort Myers on the west coast. He was commissioner there. He was also the political leader of a set of old CIA guys that had taken over the land and some islands in that area.
Sanibel Island. That was the main one where he lived.
And what happened was that the sheriff's department in Lee County came under investigation by honest law enforcement people. Bob Merkel, the U.S. attorney out of Tampa, the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Customs and IRS, and other agencies were all focusing on a guy named David Wilson, who was the undersheriff, second-in-command in the 1,000-member Lee County Sheriff's Department. They were running drugs from the South American cocaine cartels. And the investigation into this drug running of the Sheriff's Department was sabotaged. And Bob Merkel said at the time that people in the intelligence industry, as he put it, were blocking his investigation. Now, this is something that has been corroborated by
that's coming
every
from the
agency.
U.S. attorney. Bob Merkel is the U.S. attorney for that area, and he said the Intelligence Commission was squashing his investigation.
The intelligence industry, meaning the people in the intelligence community. Now, at that time, Porter Goss was sort of like the Duke of that area. We have put on LaRouchePAC.org, that's LaRouchePAC.org, on the website, the latest developments in this case. We are coordinating with people in the Senate Intelligence Committee. I've been working on this night and day over the last week. And the fact is that Porter Goss probably also U.S. Senator Bob Graham, who is his political partner and his intelligence partner at that time and right to the present moment, who he's a Democrat, were both blocking this investigation.
Not only your book, The Biography of George Bush, but also the one by my friend Al Martin, which is the insider about the Iran-Contra. He tells an awful lot of details about Porter Goss, too, because he worked with him, and he tells about the work they did down in Nicaragua. This guy is certainly not the sort of person who you want in charge of your intelligence service.
The problem Al Martin's work is that he has a tough situation because he was in the inside.
Yeah, he was dirty as Porter, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was on the inside of these deals. Now, here's the thing. If people call us, we will send you for free a copy of Children of Satan, the book that we've just come out with. It's 1-888-347-3258. That's 888-347-3258. Children of Satan is three reports. You can see them online if you go onto the LaRouche PAC website. But these have shaped the investigation that's been done and is going on now by anti-Cheney forces within the government, within the intelligence community, within the military. We've organized this fight, and we intend to bring these people down.
Now, the person who's been behind all of this, the person who's been behind most of what has been going on, getting into Iraq and the whole thing, is not George Bush, but it has been Dick Cheney.
Exactly.
And there's lots and lots of information about Mr. Cheney. You're talking about someone who is decidedly evil. You've got to look at Dick Cheney and the money he's still getting from Halliburton and the money that went into this so that they can enrich their own coffers, and they don't care how many American lives it costs or how much American money, because Halliburton and these people are going to keep on making money out of it. It's a money war, isn't it?
I would say it's beyond money. Let's focus on the physical economy. This group of bankers in New York and London made a tragic decision in the 1960s to take down the physical economy in the United States, to eliminate our factories and farms.
They've done a great job of it, too.
That's right, to set us up as a cheap labor import economy that has devastated our country and made the baby boomers into a failed generation. At this point, there is a chance to overthrow this regime in the election. Believe it or not, we have carried out a change inside the Kerry campaign. Lyndon LaRouche and former President Clinton, along with people in the FDR tradition, have actually prevailed on Senator Kerry, who is now beginning to come out fighting, to go after the real issue, which is the fact that the economy is a disaster, that people are dying and will be killed. Most people will die as a result of the economic disaster unless we get this pack of fools out of there.
Now, let's talk about how bad the economic disaster is. By 2009, the United States of America, according to the GAO, this isn't according to somebody who's just saying, well, I think this is going to happen. This is the General Accounting Office says the United States will not be able to pay the debt on its interest by 2009. We are at crunch time, ladies and gentlemen, absolute crunch time, and you're watching the country go down economically. You're watching the illegals coming in. You're watching the jobs being outsourced, and most of us are sitting around saying, are they trying to destroy our country? And here you've got a gentleman saying, yes, they are trying to destroy our country. Am I correct in that,
yes,
Anton?
This is a faction of synarchist bankers. It's in the book Children of Satan. The issue with Porter Goss is that they want to reorganize the entire intelligence community, and I'll get to that when we get back on.
You sure will. Thank you for listening. This is Alex Jones Radio Program. This is Erskine sitting in talking about the nomination of Porter Goss right now, and we'll have your calls right afterwards.
Mm-hmm. We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at murkywater.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is the Alex Jones radio program. This is Erskine sitting in for Alex today. Alex will be back on Monday. Monday, Alex will be back. He's taking a very, very short vacation. Let's hope he's not in Gulf Shores because the hurricane going up there. It's okay. He called in. He's doing fine. God bless the people there at Pensacola, Mobile, and thank goodness that it didn't get into New Orleans. They were very, very lucky that it didn't hit over New Orleans, just a little bit further west, and they've been in a real mess. Talking with Anton Chaykin, and he's with the LaRiche organization. He's also the author of a number of books, including the unauthorized biography of George Bush. And we're talking about Porter Goss. Now, two things that leap out at me. One of them is that this entire deal of Porter Goss down there in Florida had a lot to do with cocaine and marijuana going into that area. Now, I talked with Ken Bucci, who wrote Operation Pseudo Miranda. I don't know if you're familiar with Ken. And Ken worked for the CIA. He was a CIA operative. He told about a meeting in Zurich, Switzerland between the mob, the CIA, and the drug dealers, and how they agreed that, okay, we will cut our production going into the United States of America if you'll give us safe passage. And so I said, Ken, and what you're telling me is we agreed to let them fly drugs in through Mena, Arkansas. And Ken said, no, we didn't agree to that. We told them we'd fly the drugs in for them. The CIA and drugs have become absolutely interlinked. Look at what's happened in Afghanistan. As much as oil, it's a drug economy. So you're saying that Porter Gauss's area down there, number one, was CIA bases that they were able to take over, agency bases, and that the investigation involved cocaine and marijuana. Is that right? Am I close on that?
No, you're exactly right. I'm going to give people names
now.
And the listeners now can make history by interfering with Porter Gauss's confirmation. There's an easy way to do this. All you have to do is understand the situation. Porter Gauss was there as county commissioner and then congressman. He was there as his faction ran the dope into that area. Lee County, and Fort Myers, the under-sheriff, that means the second in command of the 1,000-member sheriff department, was named David Wilson. Wilson was under investigation by every federal agency for drug smuggling. He was known to be a little Hitler there, like Carlos Letter, from whose cartel he was getting the dope. And at a certain point in the early 1990s, the federal agents who were frustrated started to demand that this guy be dealt with, that he should be in prison, the sheriff, under Sheriff Wilson. This guy Wilson went to Porter Gauss to try to protect himself, because Porter Gauss had been there in that area as the eminence grise, the gray eminence for the intelligence community since the 1971. And this is known to everybody in law enforcement in that area, that you have these two guys, Porter Gauss and Bob Graham, that have been involved in overseeing this horrible situation where the dope kept coming into Lee County. All you have to do to help us to break this completely wide open in the next 3 days, before Monday, is to get to your congressman, get to your senator, and say, what does Porter Gauss know about the dope smuggling in his own county, in Lee County, Florida? That will break everything wide open. The name of the under-sheriff is David Wilson. He was under investigation. Let me quote you from the Fort Myers newspaper. This article is February 9th, 1996, in Fort Myers News Press. And it says that David Wilson, the undersheriff, I'm quoting here, was chief deputy from 1973 to 1996. During the mid-1980s, Wilson came under fire after a fellow deputy claimed he saw Wilson on the airstrip during a drug run gone bad. Federal officials not only discovered that Wilson had sold an airplane to a major drug dealer, but also nearly indicted him on drug running charges.
Now let me ask you, Anton, yes. What the heck does nearly indicted mean? Is that like being a little bit pregnant?
It means that what happened is that the Drug Enforcement Administration, Bob Merkel's U.S. Attorney's Office, the IRS, and Customs were all stopped cold by intelligence community interference in the investigation. Everybody knows about this situation.
More on Porter Gauss and what you can do to stop this when we get back on the Alex Jones radio program. For your information, go to InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at GCNlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at GCNlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Alex Jones radio program. Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones. As Alex was saying earlier, they are trying to do away with the 22nd Amendment so Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Gropinator, can run for president in 2008. And you heard it here first. Alex says he will be running for president in 2008. They will do away with the 22nd Amendment, and they're going to have their little Nazi leader who they want running there. This is the same man who saw Nixon and Humphrey debate in 1968 when there was no debate at the Republican convention. It's the same person who said the Democrat convention should be called True Lies. Well, I'm saying the Republican convention should be called the Terminator. They want to terminate everything, or the Predator, either one that you can go with. Infowars.com has the entire scene of what's going on. You won't find that information on CNN, ABC, NBC, or CBS. Get up to Infowars.com. His video, American Dictators, the staged election of 2004, and Police State 1, 2, and 3. Matrix of Evil, all the videos, go up there and get that. And as we were talking last hour, this is a book, Order Out of Chaos by Paul Joseph Watson. young Mr. Watson has done one of the most incredible books I have read, period. Right now, we are talking with Anton, who's with the LaRouche organization. And Anton, we're talking a little bit more about Porter Goss. And you say, have your congresspeople ask Mr. Goss, what does he know about drug smuggling in Lee County, Florida? And that'll stop him cold. Ask him that one simple question. It looks like we may have somebody who is up to their eyeballs in drug smuggling becoming the head of the CIA. Well, we've got Richard Armitage. Come on, give me a break. What does it matter if we have this Porter Goss? What else worries you about Porter Goss other than the fact he was in doing a little drug business down there in Florida or supporting people who were?
What's troubling about Goss, the reason that people in on both sides, Republican and Democrat, are deeply worried about this is that in the last days of this administration, they want to do a complete reorganization of intelligence with Porter Goss coming in to allow them to start up a war with Iran aimed at Russia. There is already a fight inside the government that that LaRouche and our friends in there have started against this attack that Goss is and Cheney's faction is starting. We got Larry Franklin in trouble. There's a group inside the Office of Special inside the Pentagon called the Office of Special Plans, set up by Cheney to bypass the CIA, to bypass the normal channels of the military because they didn't give the neocons what they wanted.
We saw what they did. What they did concerning the so-called buying the nuclear this and that from Niger, and that was part of the Cheney.
That's right.
Inside
that's right.
The operations.
And that's right. And so they set up this filthy Israel connected, Likud connected unit that was set up by Cheney. This is Goss's faction, and they were at the point of about to start a new war with Iran. The AIPAC was going to get some ads to say that Iran had nuclear weapons and we need to go bomb them. Now this is aimed in the direction of a near-term conflict with Russia. This is totally unnecessary from our standpoint. And Putin is exactly right in his response to this because these terrorist provocations, just like they came from Cheney in 9/11, they're coming from Cheney now. If they're using the Afghanistan terrorists that Brzezinski and these fools got up in the late 70s to Osama bin Laden and the rest of them in those days. They're using them now to try to take Russia apart. What we need instead...
Are you saying that Osama bin Laden was a CIA operative?
Well, that's understood by every government in the world. The question is, what are you going to do about it? And here's my
weekend,
plea.
This weekend on Erskine Overnight, we're going to have...
Hello? Hello?
Turn.
We're talking about the situation with Osama bin Laden. We're also talking about the situation with Congressman Porter Goss. So we're talking about Osama bin Laden being a CIA operative at the same time. So, and talking with Ted Gunderson, going to be my guest this Saturday night on Erskine Overnight. www.erskineonradio.com. You can listen to it either by your local radio station, or you can listen to it by going to gcnlive.com. And Ted Gunderson met with Osama bin Laden when we were selling missiles to him. So Osama bin Laden is essentially a CIA operative, a creation of the CIA. We've given him the support. We've given him the money. So when you're seeing this connection, that really puts things in perspective, doesn't it, Anton?
Yeah, I want to make a plea to the listeners to look at the Children of Satan. This is the 40-year story of how the boomers had their minds and their humanity taken from them by Alan Dulles in the conversion of our national strategy in that direction. This book you can get for free. Call us at 888-347-3258. 888-347-3258. It's online on LaRouche Pack. I contributed to this. I did the story of the fellowship, the so-called Hitler cult that Tom DeLay and these guys belong to. But the whole boomer generation, starting back in the 50s and early 60s, was induced to give up their connection to the American Revolution, their connection to humanistic culture, their connection to the Renaissance, their connection to mankind, to say, I'm going to live for momentary pleasure. I don't care about being a productive human being anymore. Alan Dulles ran a series of conferences called the Congress of Cultural Freedom, and we go through the whole story there. This faction of intelligence, of which Porter Goss is a leading representative, and he's connected to the Morgan and DuPont families by marriage and by his personal background. This is the Dulles faction. This faction backed the creation of fascism and at the same time left-wing synarchism in Europe, Latin America, and elsewhere, right and left. Our intelligence people knew about this during World War II and at the end of World War II. LaRouche was given the files by Max Corvo and other people under the Reagan administration.
And who did they bring over? They brought in over Operation Paperclip, who were the Nazis. So
exactly.
This is leading to what we have today.
Exactly. This,
which is
the people
very,
that are running the drugs and are running the terrorism inside Russia, inside the Middle East, is a continuation of what we fought in World War II. And we are now determined to bring this to an end. We want to go back to what the United States had as a strategic outlook and a mission before the murder of John Kennedy. We're determined to do that. Kerry has turned a corner, and we can actually defeat Bush and Cheney in this election. We intend to do that. And we intend to bring back the American system, not the British system. People should give up their pessimism. Look, go on the LaRouche Pack website and take a look at what the kids are doing, 18 to 25 years old. They're singing Bach and Beethoven. They're attacking the problem of energizing the black ghetto, the labor unions, the farmers, the former constituents of the Democratic Party, to bring them back in politics and overwhelm these Nazis, this fat-ass Nazi Dick Cheney. And I heard them singing a Haydn canon, Fugle, beautiful music with that name on the top. It's very, very funny when you hear these kids singing this in beautiful music as a canon about a fat-ass Nazi called Dick Cheney. It's very, very funny. That's energizing people in Detroit and Houston. We can defeat these guys, but you have to play your part and help us block Goss. He can be blocked on Monday. There can be an explosion. Political explosion in Washington, I guarantee it. If you hit on what Porter Goss knows about dope smuggling in Lee County, how he helped block the federal task force that was going after the sheriff's department running of dope out of South America. You can block Portergas. You can play a role in world history. It's up to you.
Yes, what we've got coming up, this is a topic that obviously someone doesn't want us talking about. They don't want us talking about this. They would like for us to stop this because we've had problems that I have never had before. I don't know if you've had this on other shows that you've done. They don't want you stopping.
What happened? When did it stop?
Just when you came on and just when you started talking about Portergas, we have had some problems. Everything's a conspiracy. But this has just started when we started talking about Portergas and we started talking about this. We can talk about other things and it never happened, but it just happened at
this
time.
Well, this is hot. I talk to people in every one of these federal agencies and the story is the same. There was a 25-year-long dictatorship in Lee County by this undersheriff.
Right.
Who was running dope and everybody knows it. And Portergas was there. First as county commissioner and then as congressman.
They don't want the information out about the CIA drug connection. They certainly do not want that information out.
Well,
it happened to me on other programs.
All right, well, see if you can get your listeners to give us a call and to call their congressman.
Absolutely. And ask the question. The question's very simple. What does Portergas know about drug smuggling in Lee County, Florida?
Yeah.
What does he know? Ask that question, and we've got a whole different situation that's
going
to be coming out.
Exactly. That's his home.
Absolutely.
All right, so do what you can, all right? Get people to call us. They can get in touch with me.
Let's give out that number again, 888-347-2358.
No, 3258.
3258.
Yeah.
888-347-3258.
Yeah.
Okay, Children of Satan 3.
Yeah, Children of Satan is the book. We'll send a free book to anybody that calls us, but our agenda here is to block Goss.
Absolutely.
And we can do it, because there's a real alarm about what these guys are trying to do to put somebody like that in charge of, like Himmler, in charge of all the intelligence. Then you have Ashcroft at FBI, and you've lost the country.
Now when you're talking about the Nazi connection,
yeah,
and you're talking about a definite Nazi connection, they're talking about Alex Jones did that remarkable story where he's saying that they want to run Arnold in 2008. Why they want to run Arnold in 2008?
Yeah.
You've got the Nazi connection again. Who was convicted of trading with the enemy during World War II? Prescott Bush. Who financed Hitler? The Bush family, through Brown Brothers Harriman, financed Adolf Hitler. It's a tradition.
Right, that's my book.
Nothing has changed.
You know, Alex put my co-author, Webster Tarpley, on his program, and for some reason was very shy about putting me on, even though it was my research in the book. And Webster only wrote about the Bush administration. I was the one who told the story about the Bush family and Hitler.
Absolutely. The Bush family and Hitler were tight as could be.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't have a picture of Prescott Bush on his desk, but he did. Adolf Hitler did have a picture of Henry Ford.
Well, Henry Ford was an unfortunate guy. He was duped by some Russian intelligence people.
Absolutely. But he had a picture of Henry Ford on his desk, but it's Prescott Bush who actually was through Brown Brothers Harriman. So when you're looking at the Bush family,
that's a
family that has supported the Nazis from before World War II all the way up
through. Well, now
they're
supporting Cheney, and that's just as bad. That Cheney is the guy running this, as you said. Anyway, what can we do to get this message out to the listeners?
We're doing it right now. We're doing it right now. We're getting the message out. Call your congressman. Check with your congresspeople and make sure that you have this taken care of, that you ask them one question. Have the your congressperson ask, what does he being Portergas, know about dope smuggling in Lee County, Florida? Ask him that one simple question before Congress at the hearing, and it all could be over.
That's right.
It all could be over, and you've got other names mentioned and everything else, and you can go up to LaRouchePub.org and all of the
LaRouchePack.org.
LaRouchePack.org.
And if you have information on this, also get in touch with me personally, Anton Chaitkin.
And spell your name, Anton.
A-N-T-O-N-C-H-A-I-T-K-I-N.
Anton Chaitkin.
Yeah.
And you will give him any information that you have. So our listeners in Florida who may have more information on this, please
or
get it in.
People in DEA or Customs or the other agencies that were involved in this, they're still fuming. They're bitter. I can tell you from the interviews that I've done over the last week that agents in every honest law enforcement people in every walk of life in our government are still pissed at how this thing was squelched by
Brown. We've got 3 days to do this, so ladies and gentlemen, please get on this topic. Anton, thank you for being on the Alex Jones radio program. We'll be right back. Thank you, Anton.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Or only
only today and tomorrow for Alex Jones, who will be back Monday. And you heard that wonderful report from Alex where they're trying to get Arnold Schwarzenegger for 2008. That is Alex Jones's prediction. Arnold in 2008, the man whose picture was taken with Lord Jacob Rothschild over in England, the man who got his marching orders from the Rothschilds from the Matrix of Evil. Ooh, by the way, that's a video by Alex Jones, Matrix of Evil, the American dictator, staged election 2004. Sometimes you have to take your information where you can get it. And we went to the LaRouche people for some information about Porter Goss. This isn't an endorsement of LaRouche or anything else along that line, but he had some very valuable information. Police state 1, 2, and 3. You don't think we're in a police state? You had to listen to Alex's great interview regarding what he was doing with the 300,000 people there on the streets in New York City. Let's go immediately to Nancy in the volunteer state of Tennessee. Nancy, welcome to the Alex Jones radio program.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been fighting this fight for a long time, but I needed Alex to know that they've shut down a little private radio station here in Knoxville, the FCC. It was Knoxville First Amendment Radio, and right. I didn't even know it existed because I spend too much time with Genesis, but they've apparently been around about 3 years, and they took all their equipment and shut them up. And, you know,
they're doing that around everywhere, and you've got corporately controlled radio in most places that control most of the big radio stations. They just simply have control of most of your radio stations, and it's a sad situation. We used to have independent radio stations all around the country, and you know that, Nancy.
Yes,
it used to
NPR
be independent
is one of the ones that decided to shut them down, National Public Radio, you know. Listen, we don't need Schwarzenegger. We've already got a Nazi guru in the White House. Why would we need Schwarzenegger to put the icing on the cake? Listen, these blighters have absolutely trashed my citizenship. I'm a bloody loiny originally, but I had to learn the Constitution, the amendments, and renounce all former allegiances. Now they're allowing hordes of people and giving them green cards, which gives them the right to vote and everything else. They have trashed my citizenship. And I'm mad.
They've trashed all of our citizenship, Nancy, all of us who are born in America. I have my great-great-grandfather's naturalization papers when he came over from Ireland, renounced Victoria as Queen of England and all of that, and we had to learn the Constitution of the United States. You read, and now, if you're reading the Constitution of the United States, oh, you must be some type of a wacko. They don't even want you reading the Constitution of the United States. 800-some-odd books have been banned. They aren't really banned, but they're questionable. If you're reading those, are they books about that the FBI is looking into? Are they into libraries and everywhere else? If you check them out, are they books on building bombs? No, they're books on the Constitution. They don't want us to know about the Constitution. Thank God for Alex Jones, who is getting the truth out.
Amen. But you know,
Nancy,
we're not teaching them in school either. Only the homeschool children are the ones who learn anything about our heritage and our Constitution and so on and so forth. Children in regular school don't get any of it.
The homeschool and some of the religious schools. And some of the religious schools too, Nancy. They're doing a great job.
I know. I have a grandson who's one, and my son is extremely upset because they're becoming more and more like regular school every day. And it costs a lot of money to send them to these religious schools. It's a shame. It really is a shame.
It does.
God bless you. God bless Alex. And let's get to work on keeping Mr. Schwarzenegger out. But I don't think it matters because the other blighters are already in.
Thank you for the call. Get the Alex Jones videos, get the Alex Jones tapes, get order out of chaos, get the information, be informed and inform others. Go to Infowars.com, 888-803-4438. Get the Alex Jones video so you too can know what's going on, and not only for you who listen to Alex Jones, but show it to some people who aren't. Let them become involved. Get Alex on a radio station if you don't have one near you. Call up some independent stations. See if they won't carry the Alex Jones radio program.
Introducing